Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Florio joins us right now, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. All right, Mike, this rumor, New York Post, Mike Tomlin on the Giants radar, Ian O'Connor, who actually isn't like a mudslinger down there and wrote the Aaron Rodgers biography, says Mike Tomlin and the Giants would be a perfect marriage. Would you put less than a 1% chance of that happening after this year?
Less than 1%? I don't know. You know, the Steelers are that guy that had the jacket that somebody complimented him on once, and they won't take it off. They're the team with three coaches since 1969. It's going to take a lot to make a change. And Tomlin would have to want to go. That's the other side of it, too. He does have control over it. It's not like trading a player. All you do is you talk to the Steelers and come up with a level of compensation that would change hands if Tomlin would decide to go. Tomlin's got to want to do it, and the Steelers have to want to do it, and the Giants have to want to do it. I don't know that I'd say less than 1%, but I think the Giants should sweep as broadly as possible in putting together a list and consider the possibility. Teams don't spend enough time considering the possibility of trying to trade for a coach.
Tomlin is also finally taking some, I won't call them broadsides because they're like the most measured and careful critiques I've ever seen from some national media members. Some of his guys like Rich Eisen are starting to say, maybe it's time. To what extent, if at all, do you think, Mike, that his standing or status around the league as this uber coach who would be hired in 5 minutes has been affected by the team's continued sort of up and down nature?
There's always going to be a team out there that would be happy to have what the Steelers have had for the last 20 years or close to it. Contention every year, playoffs most years. That's better than what other teams have experienced. So I think there would be somebody out there who's currently looking for a coach that would be interested. I don't know that, excuse me, I still feel like it would be such a land rush that maybe even teams that weren't going to fire their coach will fire their coach just to get a chance at Mike Tomlin. I think he will have options if he and the Steelers decide it's time to move on. But I don't think it'll be, you know, half the league trying to get him at this point. But that's just a gut feeling. I suspect that if he's available, there will be multiple suitors, but not maybe as many as there had been in the past.
Mike, because of Jackson Dart, are the Giants closer to winning a Super Bowl than the Steelers right now?
I don't know that I'd say that, but they do have some key pieces in place, some important young players in place. They have more work to be done from a roster standpoint, but you need to develop Dart. And I think that they should be looking for an offensive coach, because if you would hire Mike Tomlin or some other defensive-based coach, the most important hire becomes the offensive coordinator. And if you hire an offensive coordinator who comes in and does a really good job, what's going to happen? He's going to become a head coach somewhere else, and you got to find somebody else to continue the development of Jackson Dart. And you get this revolving door. I want somebody who I can join at the hip with Jackson Dart, and I know he's going to be there because that's my most important player right now.
Mike, do you think there's anything that could happen based on your knowledge of the Steelers that would make Art Rooney, after this season, think maybe paying Mike Tomlin $18 million a year is not the best investment?
I don't know, because there's been no indication through the lows, through the malaise, relative to what the fans would like to see the team do, which is win a playoff game more than once a decade. I haven't sensed that there's any appetite for making a change. And anytime I sniff around on that, the immediate answer is there's no way, no how, that Art Rooney's going to do it. And I joke about the whole idea that the Steelers don't want to change coaches because that's their thing. But I think at some level, you do want to perpetuate this idea as long as you can. Three coaches since 1969. That sounds a lot better than four. So let's keep doing this. Let's keep riding this out. Let's stay with that continuity, because there's always a chance you're going to end up with something worse. And then you're going to plunge back into the cycle they were in before Chuck Noll. If you look at the, you know, the Steelers just didn't have this reputation forever.
Right.
Before Chuck Noll, they were like these other dysfunctional teams that were constantly changing out coaches.
Mike, to move back to the trade deadline now, how close were you hearing that the Steelers were to getting any of these wide receivers that were available? Shaheed, Jacoby Myers, we heard them connected to Jaylen Waddle very seriously. Were you hearing any of the same things about their pursuit at that position?
Myers is the only one that I heard that they were in the conversation. Waddle was going to take a first-round pick plus for the Dolphins to move him. So you already made the investment in DK Metcalf. You're not nearly using him enough to justify what you gave up to get him and what you're paying him. So you want a second guy now to complicate that? I think it would have had to be someone that you can get relatively cheaply who is more about providing a boost this season. And that's where Myers and Shaheed fall. Waddle, for what you have to give up, it's almost got to be like a Sauce Gardner commitment, where it's not just this year, it's a long-term arrangement. And I don't know that you can justify when your most important position is unsettled beyond this season, and at least as of Sunday night, not nearly where it needs to be this season, you can't have that much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Invested in two receivers.
Mike, we're obviously scarred here post-Ben because the quarterback play hasn't been very good, and Rodgers for most of the season has been a breath of fresh air. But I'm not going to sugarcoat things. Sunday night scared me. You watched the game. You guys had the game. I thought his body language and his facial expressions looked terrible to go along with his wretched play. You guys flashed a graphic in the fourth quarter that by many statistics, it was possibly his worst game of all time. He gave a very strange sounding press conference afterwards. I'm having flashbacks to the way Russell Wilson fell off a cliff here last year with the way Aaron Rodgers looked against the Chargers. You think it's a one-off, or you think there might be something more to it?
Well, I thought Mike Tomlin's reaction yesterday was interesting when he said, I don't chalk it up to an off night, but I don't have long-term concerns. Well, I don't know how you thread that needle. It either was an off night, or you do have concerns that it's going to happen again. If it wasn't an off night, it could happen again, and it could derail your season. And I think that quarterback demeanor is very important. They always have a camera close to the action. Yeah. And they show you the quarterback. And that Bengals game, I mean, they've lost three straight primetime games. The Bengals game, he looked irritated the whole time. On Sunday night against the Chargers, he had more of an overall attitude of resignation.
Yes.
And was it, it's not our night, or is it, it's not our year, or is it, I'm just done and I'm not going to get what I thought I was going to get here in Pittsburgh. We're just not a playoff team. We're not good enough to contend with these other playoff teams. And if we do beat a good team like the Colts, it's going to be one of these situations where every possible break goes our way. And we're going to know halfway through the first quarter whether it's going to be one of those days. So I just feel like he's accepting something. And whether it was just that night or the rest of the season, and this is how my career is going to end, I don't know. But he definitely had just kind of an acceptance that that seemed like he was recognizing, that's all, folks.
What do you make of the fan conspiracy theory that we have here in Pittsburgh that he was thrown off by this New York Post story that quoted anonymous Steelers girlfriends as wives and wives who said, hey, we try to talk to Aaron Rodgers' wife. She never gets back to us. We've labeled her a phantom wife because she seems like she's made up and she's not a real person. And yes, you don't have like a player wife on record saying this, but you have multiple ones quoted in the story, and it came out hours before the game, Mike. And our fans think maybe...
Hell, I hadn't heard that
yes.
one.
Yes.
I usually see everything.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to go find that one. And
it's a classic New York Post special.
And the fan sentiment is Rodgers is so sensitive about his personal life that this might have thrown him off before the game, Mike. Your thoughts?
We know he's so sensitive that he's sensitive about being called sensitive. 60 Minutes did a profile some 10, 12 years ago, and he didn't like that it portrayed him as being sensitive about being sensitive. And he said something about it, and 60 Minutes issued a statement that basically said, see what we're saying? It proves our point. So I could see that rattling him just where he starts wondering, because he does tend to be a little paranoid and he wonders who's out to get him because he assumes somebody always is. And if the call is coming from inside the house and if that dart hits a bullseye, because that's been kind of a nagging, he's married, where is this person? You can't, if you're a very public person who lives that life, and you're still living that life, it's very difficult to marry someone and keep it all a secret other than the fact that I have a wife, because it leads to obvious questions. Well, who is she? Where is she? Let's see her. What's her name? Let's have her with you at some point. So I could see that. I don't know that that would be a major factor, but I could see that rattling him and maybe contributing to just kind of like his overall kind of demeanor from Sunday night.
Mike, before we let you run, Asante Samuel Jr. signed with the Steelers to the practice squad. A couple of years ago, he's a really good player, but he went through the Peyton Manning spinal fusion surgery, which is not something that a lot of guys come back from. What do you think here? I mean, do they find a potential guy that can make a difference, or is this just a warm body to have on your practice squad?
Well, I think that he was in demand. I know he was in demand. He visited with a bunch of different teams, so teams were interested in checking him out. And I saw that they brought in both him and CJ Henderson, who was a first-round draft pick, for a workout the same day. So they apparently like what they saw in Asante Samuel. And it's a low-risk move. If it doesn't work out, you just move on. So low-risk, high-potential reward at an area of need for a team that, you know, needs something right now. And there isn't much you can do to change the tire on the moving car during the season. The options get more and more limited the deeper you get into the regular season schedule.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joins us every Wednesday at 3:30. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
I can go find that story now.
Go get it.
New York Post. It's there.
Thanks, Mike. There you have it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.